WTAW News Time is 5:44. We're joined tonight by William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Marshal's Office. Now, earlier in the newscast, we reported the meth lab that was found in Bryan this morning. Now, y'all had some members of your team out there. Is that correct?
That's right. One of our deputies was out there. Meth labs are very important for us to be part of because of the not only explosive but hazardous materials connection to the meth labs. Meth labs are a very dangerous thing. They're very uncontrolled reactions that these people are making this product out of, and they keep them hidden. So folks that live in Bryan and College Station need to be very vigilant as to what's going on in their areas, because these people will hide pretty much anywhere. It's not just the low-income sides of town.
What are some things that people, neighbors, can look for, or maybe not look for, but if they happen to notice, what are some indicators?
Well, some of the things to look for is and smell for and listen for is odd, acrid smells. It's a lot of acid used in this production of methamphetamine, so you're smelling these very acrid, toxic type smells. Large amounts of trash of things such as cleaning chemical, lots of bleach containers, lots of lye or Drano containers, batteries. Anything that just seems totally excessive in that type of realm is something to be concerned about. Large amounts of unknown people that start showing up at odd times that go in and out. Anytime you have these changes in a particular location, you need to have the authorities check it out.
Okay. And they were able to make three arrests with that meth lab bus this morning. They had agencies come in from all over. They actually had to wait on a DPS group from Houston to come in and make sure that everything was safe to go in beforehand.
Well, the DPS group was brought in because they're specially trained to come in and work in the hazardous material environment. There's a sticker on the door of that house now that says it's a contaminated house. It will probably, in all likelihood, have to be torn down, could not be rebuilt. Nobody else could ever live in it because it is contaminated throughout the walls and in the walls and in the structure, in the insulation, with methamphetamine vapors all through it. So it is pretty much a done deal. It will get destroyed, and the remains will be contaminated and have to be specially taken away, most likely.
Okay. Well, what else is going on with the Bryan Fire Marshal's office? Anything new?
Well, we have the things that just never seem to go away that we are always dealing with that we have to keep bringing up, keep re-educating folks on. No barbecue pits are allowed on or under balconies or within 10 feet of multifamily housing. If you choose to rent an apartment where you have a lot of neighbors around you all in one building, you fit into multifamily housing. And you're not allowed by the fire code to Bryan or College Station to store or use barbecue pits underneath or on the balconies. Now, one and two family dwellings don't fall in this category, but we still put out the advisements that if you're going to grill, that you do it 10 feet away. You don't do it on a combustible porch or deck or under the eave. We've been blessed with a lot of rain. We don't want to take our pits inside the garage or under to get too close to the house to get out of the rain. We've had several houses that have been burned up by doing just that.
I see, you know, I happen to drive by a lot of the apartment complexes that house students, and I'll see, you know, those little small mini barbecues on maybe like a balcony. Would that fall under this law that that's not allowed?
Yes, unfortunately, all barbecue pits are barbecue pits.
No grills, matter how big
right,
or small.
Right.
Okay.
The violation of the fire code that all of these fire codes fall under will result in a citation and a fine of up to $2,000. So this is because of the danger that this causes to violate the fire code and the danger you're putting others in as well as yourself.
Okay. What else do we have going on? What are some problems that you, like you said, you consistently see on a regular basis?
We also constantly have to write citations to people for parking or standing in the fire lanes. Where the red stripe is in front of the commercial businesses is a fire lane, and being such has been reserved 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, for the fire trucks and ambulances to show up whenever they're needed, which if you choose to park yourself there, you don't know if right behind you is coming a fire truck or an ambulance. You have no way of knowing this. And so those are reserved for our usage. And stopping there and waiting for somebody is illegal as much as parking there and going inside. And that will also get you a citation and fine.
So even if I have to run in real quickly and put on my my blinkers, my hazards, then that's still not okay.
That is still not okay. If you do it, we'll be more than happy to write you a citation. You can talk to the judge. But we would encourage you to not do this because of realizing that if you were the person inside or your family member was that person who needed us inside, you would not want somebody else blocking our entry.
Right, right. And you said you see this every time you go to the grocery store, you see people parked in those fire lanes.
Yes, I have a particular grocery store that I can't go shop at.
because you see the illegally parked cars. Okay, well, WTAW News Time, it is 5:51. Thank you to William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Marshal's Office for joining us. Go ahead and give people, I think you said you wanted to share some information, maybe a phone number.
Absolutely. Anytime anybody has a question about fire safety or any other thing that they need to let us know about, if they have a concern out in the community that they just want to let us know and we'll check into it, such as maybe one of these where they think maybe somebody's doing something they shouldn't be, they can contact 361-3888, the non-emergency dispatch number, and ask for an investigator, or they can call us at 209-5960.
Okay, thank you. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.